Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Uh-oh, Donald Trump seems to be rapidly losing his bro coalition after overreaching and under-delivering on a series of key issues. We have this new article that reads, Joe Rogan, quote, pushed Trump to back off on mass deportations at a dinner before slamming him over ICE raids. This dinner happened almost 2 weeks back. So this was before the Epstein dilemma started to blow up even further. And in this behind-the-scenes conversation that we got our hands on, this leaked conversation, we know that Joe Rogan was pressing Trump to chill the hell out. Now, honestly, this is something Rogan has remained rather consistent on over the past few years. There are clips of him in 2018 saying, Trump is taking this too far. Why is he deporting entire families? But then for some reason, he lobbies for Trump the entire election cycle, has Trump on, elevates Trump's platform, and then a few weeks ago, before his private dinner with Trump, which we'll talk about, Joe Rogan says this.
It's insane. Yeah. We were told there would be no... Well, there's two things that are insane. One is the targeting of migrant workers. Not cartel members, not gang members, not drug dealers. Mm-hmm. Just construction workers showing up in construction sites, raiding them. Gardeners.
Yeah.
Like, really?
Or Palestinian students on college campuses, or not, like, there's a Turkish. Did you see this video of this Turkish students at Tufts University that wrote an essay? And then there's a video of, like, ICE agents, like, I don't
know. Is that the woman?
Yeah.
What was her essay about? It was just critical of Israel, right?
Just critical of Israel. Yeah, I mean.
And that's enough to get you kicked out of the country.
I mean, there's a long history of anti-colonial activism in U.S. colleges, you know, that led to South Africa changing and all of that. And I think this is a continuation of
this. Makes it all the more interesting when we learn that Joe Rogan had dinner with Donald Trump a few weeks later. And in that closed door dinner, he was pressing Trump to chill out on the deportations. And listen, there's a nuanced take here. People always get mad when I say that Joe Rogan could someday vote Democrat, but he admitted this himself. A few months ago, in an episode, he said, if the Democratic Party had new, energetic faces, he would be more willing to vote Democrat. That's not even something that's controversial. Now, we need to point out that he lobbied for Trump. He helped Trump get elected, and all of the consequences of that are being played out in real time right now, whether it's the flood disaster relief, not being prepared in Texas, whether it's Donald Trump weaponizing the DOJ and hiding the Epstein list. All of these things are because of Joe Rogan. We can point that out, but we shouldn't shout people down when they begin to open their eyes and even exert pressure on Trump behind closed doors. I want to show you this clip of Andrew Schultz. As I'm saying, the bro coalition is very slowly splitting up. You know, Dave Smith, the comedian who lobbied for Trump throughout the election, even he said Trump should be impeached, not only because of the Epstein files, but because he struck Iran, because he's funding Ukraine, which I actually agree with. But I mean, all of the MAGA bros are beginning to say, listen, Trump's campaign promises are not coming to fruition. And really quickly, can I just say, I know the Epstein file stuff is very interesting. We've been covering it a lot, but there's still a lot of other stuff that we should talk about. For example, nonprofits being attacked. For example, the big ugly bill. Can I just bring your attention on the IRS? The IRS just filed in court and won a lawsuit to allow churches and other houses of worship to openly endorse political candidates while keeping their tax-exempt status. So this isn't freedom of speech. This is turning trusted community institutions into political machines, and it's a dangerous erosion of the separation between church and state and politics. For nearly 70 years, the Johnson Amendment has kept nonprofits and houses of worship focused on their mission rather than partisan, one-sided politics. And that law, that amendment exists for a reason, to protect these spaces from manipulation and preserve public trust. So if this change goes through, political operatives could now funnel unlimited money to their favorite candidate and get a tax break for it, all at the expense of taxpayers who don't even agree with one particular view. the National Council of Nonprofits called the filing that passed deeply concerning and warned it will severely damage the integrity and effectiveness of the nonprofit sector. I really wanted to bring some attention to this because nonprofits are the last place where people can come together across the political divides to solve real community problems. We don't want to weaponize these or turn them into campaign arms. It's not even about religion. It's beyond free speech. These people are trying to use power and weaponize the government to reward religious allies. Stand up now. Defend the Johnson Amendment. This already passed, but we need to bring awareness. Now I want to pivot your attention right back to this Andrew Schultz podcast. He has one of the biggest bro podcasts, you could call it. They all put on tinfoil hats, literal tinfoil hats, and listen to this clip about Trump saying, don't even ask about the Epstein files. Why are you guys asking about this guy? And they all say, listen, we're going to keep asking about this.
You're asking, we have Texas, we have this, we have all of the things. And are people still talking about this guy, this creep? That is unbelievable. Do you want to waste the time and do you feel like answering?
I don't mind answering.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this where we're having some of the greatest success and also tragedy with what happened in Texas. It just seems like a desecration, but you go ahead.
Sure. First, to back up on that, in February.
So we're stupid.
Yeah.
we're the fucking idiots, guys. Just to let you know.
I mean,
we're wasting time.
Look at us. Yeah. I mean, that's a good point. Yeah.
That is, like, in all seriousness, that is I think what is enraging people right now is it's insulting our intelligence. Like, obviously the intelligence community is trying to cover it up. Obviously the Trump administration is trying to cover up. Something changed. Because they ran on this idea of exposing it all.
Yep.
All these guys had great ideas. Cockeyed Cash, Dan Bongino.
He had clips, dog. He had bars.
He was ready to tear it all down. He was ready to tear down the entire FBI office.
Shut down the Hoover building day one. That bitch still standing.
And then he goes on.
They way overpromised. They're like, we're going to shut down the Hoover building. We're going to tear everything down. Then they just became the swamp.
Joe Rogan, and he's like, listen, do you think if I had it, I wouldn't share it with you?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I do believe that 100%. Especially when you're staring at me like this, telling me that.
Hey, how cockeyed is he? You've said this a few times. Can we get a photo of him really
Once
quick?
You protect pedophiles, you are the most cockeyed person in the entire world. I never called him cockeyed cash before this.
He couldn't see all the other people raping the children. He could only see Epstein.
He's just staring at the bridge of his nose. Like, I don't see anything over here. I watched all 3,000 hours of footage.
Yo, maybe I'm wrong on this, but you keep talking about this Epstein. They keep talking about this Epstein list. I got the list on my desk. Now they're saying nothing happened. So one of two things in my mind is possible. One, you're covering it up. Or two, nothing really happened and you exploited the rape of thousands of children to get your man elected. So which one do you want?
Yep. Either way, it looks pretty terrible. It's a cock up or it's a conspiracy. And either way, it's awful. This brings us to Joe Rogan. It's pushing Trump to back off on mass deportations. And I know how you all think. I know a lot of you are like, why are these guys so vulgar in the way that they speak and joke about this? Because they're bro comedians. These are dudes in their 30s or late 20s who are joking around all for their career. This is what breaks through. Part of the reason why Democrats have failed to break through, especially this last election cycle, is because, number one, we didn't go into places like this. Number two, even when we did, we're too scared to be edgy. I'm not saying we should, like, say this shit, but, like, the thing is, be edgy, be funny. We need people like this on our side. And this says, Joe Rogan pushed Trump to back off on mass deportations at a dinner before slamming him over ICE raids. If this is what it takes to protect immigrants, then I think we should take it. If you'd rather Joe Rogan not do this and just say, fuck the immigrants because he's an imperfect ally, you're short-sighted. This reads, podcast host whose endorsement is credited with helping Trump secure the presidency. Yep, and he needs to recognize that. Reportedly dined with him and UFC boss Dana White. Joe Rogan pushed Donald Trump to back off deporting migrant workers with no criminal records at a private dinner just days before slamming the president over the insane raids by ICE agents. The podcast host, whose endorsement is credited with helping Trump a lot, dined with him on June 30th, which is roughly 11 days ago. The trio discussed the policies and actions taken by the president by the administration with regards to migrant workers, the outlet reported. Days later, in an episode of a show which aired on July 3rd, Rogan agreed with a guest that these policies are disappointing. Quote, there's two things that are insane. One is the targeting of migrant workers, not cartel members, not gang members, not drug dealers, just construction workers, along with other Manosphere influencers, including Aiden Ross and Theo Vaughn, earning a substantial backing of the young male demographic. Well, listen, Theo Vaughn has said he disagrees with Trump on some key things. I'm sure he won't be happy with the Epstein release. Even Aiden Ross was like, holy shit, I'm down $8 million due to the tariffs. This was a few months ago. This included a three-hour sit-down interview with Trump on the podcast. Rogan, 57, has previously denied that he's a Republican or that he has any particular political affiliation, but clearly he's leaning in the conspiratorial path. Rogan's remarks referred to the actions taken by ICE agents in Los Angeles earlier that month, which sparked protests, riots, and violent clash. After admitting that some longtime workers had been thrown out pretty viciously, Trump said, quote, we can't do it. We've got to work with the farmers and people to have hotels and leisure properties, which is basically just like reinventing slavery. Like, hey, the good ones can stay as long as the farm owners are okay with it. Just absolutely wild. And I think we should continue pushing back, continue boosting this message. Drop a like, subscribe below. I'll see you all in the next one, and peace out.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.